had it all the way?
I don't think so. We were worried most of the way, I can tell you that.
What kind of flipped it around a little bit midway toward that second half when we started finally making that run?
Well, I think in a couple things in the first half, I thought we had pretty good looks. If you notice, the same shots we missed in the first half, we made in the second half. And what we told our guys is that we thought they were rushing their shot a little bit because of Cussworth. We thought he changed some shots. I know Devon had two great drives, and he just threw it on the glass, hoping it would go in, and everyone was cognizant of where Cussworth was. So I thought that had something to do with our psyche, shooting-wise, in the first half. And, you know, I thought we were lucky to come in down 12, to be honest with you, the way we shot the ball.
Coach, you guys have now won six of seven since Atlanta's been back. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you had a great game tonight. Talk about what do you bring to your team, and talk about the great second half of the game tonight.
Well, I think Leon shows why he was Rookie of the Year, his freshman year. And I think what he brings is a great sense of confidence and knowing that when he has the basketball, we have a great opportunity to score, and guys are going to create opportunities for him. And, you know, it's always good to look to that upperclassman and know that, you know, when the going gets tough, you know, he can produce, and he did produce tonight. I think this was by far Alex's best Division I basketball game since coming to Dartmouth, since becoming a Division I basketball player. I thought he played with a great deal of confidence tonight. I thought the only bad shot that he – it really wasn't a bad shot. I didn't think he took that first shot with confidence. I thought he kind of mucked it a little bit, and then after that he kind of gathered himself, and he may have gotten a little winded early, so we took him out, and he was able to regroup and go back in. But I thought he had a lot to do with maybe Cussworth changing some of his shots at times, and he was able to get shots from the weak side.
Can you talk about putting Dan on Cussworth in the end of the game and in the overtime?
Well, we wanted someone who had some experience, and we didn't think that our freshman had enough experience, and also we thought Dan was heavy and strong enough where he could at least try to push him out. But, you know, Cussworth's a load. I mean, each time they go to him, you know, he's going to draw two people. And that was our concern coming into the game. And Evan Harris is the other foreman was a concern, because when we double, we leave Evan open. And that gives him an opportunity for great weak side rebound.
Coach, last year, Jim, other players scored 32 points against him in the first game. Tonight, he only had nine, 106-3. Do you think that maybe Harvard's getting the ball inside so much kind of helped you out? I took the ball out of his hands.
Not really. I don't think that at all. I mean, he had 13. He had 13 shot opportunities. Hausman had 15, and Cussworth had 12. So he had the second most shot attempts. So I think he had his fair, shot opportunities, a fair amount of shot opportunities. But you know, I just thought we dug in the second half and we tried to turn it up a little bit. You know, it was a well-fought game. I thought both teams, they worked extremely hard. This obviously, you guys know this game could have gone either way. And, you know, we were out-rebounded 43-29. And we don't give up 43 rebounds very often. So we were lucky and blessed tonight.
How important was this win as an Ivy League opener?
Well, I think it's very important. I think for the first time in a while, we've been able to win our first conference game. And I think psyche-wise, and I think, you know, overall, it's just, you know, trying to get some momentum. And you know, it's tough when you have to play back-to-back, when you don't have a chance to regroup, play someone else, and get through the meat of the schedule, and then play your rival again. This is, you know, this is back. This is a two-game series, back-to-back, and you lose this game, you go down, and now, you know, you're back, you're right, your back's against the wall, and you got to play a perfect game there. And I can tell you, they're going to be ready when we get there.